Man Barb's Notebook for August 5th, Dog Days Podcasting Challenge. Right now, the big news in the islands is the impending hurricane and tropical storm that are heading our way. They're kind of scheduled to arrive late Thursday, early Friday, and the second one is going to probably pass by us or hit us over the weekend. So it's been a while since there's been real threat from a hurricane. I think last time I remember, I don't even remember what names it was, but there were three of them lined up maybe 4 or 5 years ago, kind of on the same track that these two are on now. It was one after another, only a few days apart from each other, coming up from the north and southeast. And at that time, all three of them missed us. They passed by the islands to the south. Instead, it rained on rather heavily, but these people hit like winds. The last time I remember that the islands were really hit, it was over 20 years ago, Hurricane Harvey. That one was out in Michigan on September 11th, 1992. I was just starting my senior year of high school. Oddly enough, even though that was a stronger hurricane than the one that hit when I was in elementary school, Yaniki didn't do nearly as much damage as the time I remember it. The hurricane was struck back in the 80s, early 80s. That one knocked out power for a week, at least in my house. Whereas Eva, I think power came back on by the next day. So it's going to be interesting next weekend. It's funny how just, was it Monday? Everyone I know was still kind of making plans for this weekend, and we're still trying to, carry on a normal life. But come today, everybody is canceling plans, talking about not coming in to work on Friday just to prepare for the storm. So overnight, things have kind of flipped. Everyone's taking this seriously. I almost expect to see some people putting paper on the windows. Even though, I did see some article on the web saying that by taping up windows, it's useless in a big storm. The glass is going to shatter. If anything, you have some boarded up. But, that's the thing about Hawaii. A little backwards in certain areas. I expect to see people on the windows for a very high. But in other news, I've been listening to other podcasts, for example, Mark, Caffeinated Weather. If you're going to start using a CPAP, congratulations, you're about to get some good sleep. I've been on a CPAP now, I don't know, 8, 9 years maybe. It's made a real difference. It's not a magic bullet, but I will say that on average, the quality of sleep I get is better with the CPAP than without. So definitely use it as much as I can. I tried going on a short trip without it, maybe 2 years ago. Actually, I think I might have left it with it at home when I dragged it on the first time I went to Dragon Con. Yeah, I kind of regretted that. Yeah, it's really hard for me to sleep. It's just as hard to sleep. It's quality. It's something that's a little hard to describe. When you know you have bad sleep when you don't remember dreaming. Not that you normally do remember your dreams, but there are, you do notice when you have been dreaming, when you wake up from the middle of a dream. There was this period in my life where I think I went at least a year, maybe 2 years, where I don't think I ever woke up from a dream. If you use a CPAP, it'll come back. It'll get better. So, Mark, if you haven't started already, go ahead and hook that up and have a peaceful dream. But other than that, see all this background noise, I apologize. There's a bunch of traffic going on. Just trying to record this a little bit after work. Just have to get this out. Because all plans are now soft for this weekend. I'm not sure what I'm going to be doing. I remember when I was doing this 365 photography project, basically take a photo a day and post it. Kind of like the dog days, but do it for a whole year. your challenge to doing this kind of continuous content is finding something to do outside of your normal daily routine so that you can talk about it or you can shoot it in case of taking pictures. What makes you want to go out and do things like you know, ordinarily things that you know, sound interesting to you? It's really the only way you can do a daily show and not bore yourself to tears. So anyway, I think I've talked long enough for today, so I'll talk to you again tomorrow.